Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't build, touch a country in the city.
In honor of our Georgia boy, Chip Bell, welcome back, folks. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section. I bet Chip Bell knows exactly where Doraville is.
Oh, I do, I do.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Chip Bell. He's got a new book out called The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. Chip, how many books on customer service have you written?
Oh, gosh, Jim, more than I've read.
20 or 30?
No, I've probably written, I've written 20 books in all, but yeah. I think in customer service I've probably written at least a dozen.
That tells you, folks, he's the guru, he's the world's expert on this, because, and we've been happy to tell you about him for a long time. Chip, your new book, The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service, I'm just trying to think what a great book this would be for a small business to buy. And buy one for every one of their employees,
right?
And say, okay, guys, every month we're going to take one of these principles for the next 9 months. We're going to study it, and we're going to figure out how to install it and make it a part of our culture, so that by the time we're through, in any given day, we may use all 9 of them on 9 different customers.
Exactly.
What do you think about that idea?
I think it's a great idea. And
especially the part about buying one for everybody, right?
Well, I like that part particularly. Exactly. And, you know, the first week of October is National Customer Service Week.
Yep.
And I've got a lot of my clients who are buying one for all their employees in celebration of that week to remind them how important customer service is.
Good, good. So number three, it's called the purpling principle. Tell us what that means.
Well, that's about treating your customer like royalty. You know, purple is a regal color.
Mm-hmm.
I've got granddaughters, and they're all wanting everything in purple because it's all about the sense of adding class. And I'll give you a great example. I walked out of the Charlotte airport after I landed, and there was a shiny taxi, and the guy was welcoming me over, and he was the next one up. But when he opened the trunk for me to put my luggage in, it was lined in fake mink. It looked like mink. I mean, it was faux mink. I got in the car in his, you know, really clean car. It was an old car, but it was a clean car. And he had the magazines. He had the Rob Report and the Wine Spectator.
Wow.
You know, what you'd expect in a 5-star hotel.
Right.
And he had ice cold, and he was playing classical music. I mean, you got out, you felt like you were a rich person getting a chauffeur.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the concept, is what can I do to just elevate the classiness? And there are a lot of little things you can do to make it seem to that customer like, boy, this is special, this is unique. And so it's ramping up that whole sense of treating the customer like a queen or a king.
Well, you know, there are places that I do business with, and when I walk in, they don't just say hi to me. They say, hi, Jim, come on in. Would you like something to drink? How about some ice water? How about some lemonade or something
exactly.
like that? And they'll,
exactly.
And, you know, they'll go get it for you. And it's that kind of welcoming, we're glad you're here, not just, I mean, you walk into a lot of places and you get the feeling that you're interrupting them.
Exactly. Like they're for something other than the customer,
right.
Which always surprised me because I'm trying to give them money.
That's it. That's what blows me away. You know, I had this conversation with my grandsons this weekend, and we walked out of one place and the person did not say thank you, and I said to one of my oldest grandson, I said, did you notice what happened? He said no, and I told him. We walked out of the next place, and that person did say thank you, and he said, well, I guess they knew what they were doing, or something like that. It made an impact on him.
Exactly.
So what about the fly fishing principle?
The fly fishing principle is all about personalizing it. You know, I'm a fly fisherman, and I know that. And of course, you have to be careful with a metaphor when you're talking about fishing and the customer. You know, some of it doesn't work. Some of it doesn't work. But the concept behind fly fishing is you've got to understand that the trout, you've got to position what you're doing in a way that's pleasing for them. You've got to have the lure or the fly that's designed around what they want, what they're eating, not just what they need, as you say in your writing, but mm-hmm. what they want,
right.
and then present it to them in a way that shows that personalized, that kind of monogrammed kind of experience. It's all about how do I tailor it.
Monogram the moment. I like that because it's all about them then, isn't it?
Exactly. It's yeah. all about them, and it's showing that sense of I value you as my customer.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you something, folks. The customization, if you're a small business owner, if you don't have a customization culture, you're probably not going to last very long, as far
exactly.
as I'm concerned. All right, you want to reveal the half principle, or are you going to keep that a secret?
That's a secret. You have to buy the book.
You have to buy the book
to get to
the half principle.
But it'll be a surprise.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about last thoughts on the book, Chip.
Which one?
Last thoughts on the book.
Last thoughts of the book is about the fact that today we want to focus on value unique, not just value added. In other words, you want to create some experience that's special, different, unique, unexpected, and surprise that customer.
Right, right, exactly. And if you do that, folks, the thing about this, Chip, is that if small businesses would do that, they could grow their business without spending any money.
Exactly.
Except
this is not about an expensive approach to the customer.
Except for the book, right? Then
That's
the only way they'd have to spend. Hey, Chip, thanks for being. Thank you for being here. Give us a website, by the way.
You can buy the book on simpletruths.com, or you can go to my website, chipbell.com.
All right, simpletruths.com or chipbell.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chip. Come back soon.
My pleasure. I'll do it. Looking forward to it. Thank
Quick
you.
Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.